Tanya for the 28th day of Kislev is in Perek Dalet on Daf Ches Omud Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 14, and we are five or six lines from the bottom. The line begins Loi Sesa. The Alter Rebbe has explained that the three garments of the godly soul are the thought, speech, and deed of Torah and Mitzvahs. And through it, through the garments, the neshama finds expression for all 613 parts of the neshama. They all are expressed into Torah and Mitzvahs through the garments. The Chabad of the neshama expresses itself in Torah and Mitzvahs through the garment of thought, and the love and fear and the other emotions of the neshama express themselves through the act and the speech of the garments of act and of action and speech. Now these three garments of Torah and Mitzvahs, Av shenikrayim levushim lenefesh ruach neshama, although they are called garments to the three parts of the neshama, nefesh, ruach, neshama, and garments are usually inferior and less significant than the one who wears them. Im kol zeh gveya v'god l'maylosom le'en ketz v'seif al maylos nefesh, ruach, neshama atzman. In spite of the fact that they are the garments, and the neshama is what wears the garments, yet these garments have an advantage, and they are higher and greater than the neshama, than the nefesh ruach neshama itself, and the greatness is infinite. The neshama is le'ein, the garments are le'ein ketz, higher than the neshama itself. How can this be? It says in the Zehar that God and Teza are one and the same. Pidush, what does it mean that they're one and the same? The Yadai Sahi Chachmosei Udetzeini Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Teza is God's wisdom and God's will. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechleido V'atzmei Kul Achad, and God is all one. He's not made up of parts, so that His will and His wisdom are all the same, are synonymous with Him. Ki Hu HaYedeya V'Hu HaMada, etc. Because as we said earlier, quoting the Rambam, that in God, His wisdom is not something separate from Him, or addition to Him, but He and His wisdom are one. So the mitzvahs, Torah and mitzvahs, being God's will and God's wisdom, are one with God Himself. And although God is described as being endless, the Ligdulose Ein Cheker, and His greatness is beyond knowing, the less Machshava Tvisa Beklau, and no thought can comprehend Him at all, the Chaim Beretzei Nevechachmose, so the same must be true of His will and His wisdom, since they are one with Him, so they must be as unknowable as He Himself is. Kidachsiv, as it says, Ein Cheker L'Tzvunose, there is no plumbing, there's no knowing His wisdom. Uchsiv HaCheker L'Katimta, if you try to understand God, will you find? Will you be able? Uchsiv Le'Machshavei Seichem, and it says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. So we see that just as God is unknowable, every aspect of God is equally unknowable. So how can we say that Torah is God's will and God's wisdom, and they are one with God, when we see that we understand the Torah and we can't or would not be able to understand God? In the Alze Amru, so concerning this, the sages said that B'Malkim Shata Meitzig Dulos Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that in the place where you find God's greatness, Shomata Meitzan Vosnusei, there you also find His humility. In other words, what we recognize as greatness, the greatness of God, is really an expression of His humility. Because where do we see God's greatness? only when he humbles himself and brings himself down to a level where we can begin to appreciate his God, his greatness. So Tzimtzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ritzeinu V'Chochmasu B'Tayag Mitzvos HaTorah V'Hochaseyem, God contracted his will and his wisdom, which are endless and unknowable. He contracted them and fit them into the Tayag Mitzvos of Torah and their laws, U'B'Tzivufei Eisiyes Tanach, and also in the arrangement of the letters of the Tanakh, where the words themselves are holy, the Drashei Seyim Sheba God Beisim the Drashei Chachameinu Zal, and in the explanations of those psukim and of those words and letters that are found in the Agoda and in the Medrash, written by the sages, Bichdei Shekol HaNeshama. The purpose of this contraction is so that every neshama, or Yiruach v'Nefesh, or even the lower levels, Ruach and Nefesh, Shebeguf HaAdam, as they are clothed in the person, in the body, Tuchal HaSigon, should be able to understand God's will and God's wisdom, Bedaita, in its human mind, Ulekaimon, and also to grasp them, to connect to God's will and wisdom through action, to fulfill God's will and wisdom. Kol Masha Efshalakayim Mehem V'Maisa Dibur Machshava. All that a person can do of God's will and wisdom through thought, speech, and deed. And through this, the neshama is able to clothe all 10 parts, all 10 aspects of the soul in God's will and wisdom through these three garments of thought, speech, and deed. So that the Torah represents God's will and wisdom, which intrinsically are unknowable, but because of God's humility, he contracted this endless, infinite will and wisdom into Torah, so that it is accessible to the human mind and to human thought, speech, and deed. And this benefits the neshama, because now the neshama, which originally could not comprehend God, because less machshava tvisabei, no thought can comprehend him. That includes also the intelligence of the neshama as it is in heaven. But through the contraction of God's will and wisdom into mitzvahs, and then the neshama doing the mitzvahs, the neshama is connected to that which it originally was unable to comprehend, unable to grasp. And through doing the mitzvah, speaking the mitzvah, and thinking the mitzvah, the neshama is able to come in contact, to grasp God's will and God's wisdom. Lochein nimshala teira l'mayim, and that's why teira is compared to water. Ma mayim yedin amokin gvei l'mokin nomech, just as water flows downward from a higher place to a lower place, kach ha-teira yardam imokin kveida. The same way the teira descended from its place of glory, which is the state of being God's will and God's wisdom. And God's will and wisdom are one with him, and therefore beyond grasp of any being, of any machshava. And from that unknowable level, Nishom Nosa V'Yarda, from there it traveled and descended. The Seisra Madrega L'Madrega B'Yishtal Shavosha Ilameis, went through the chain of levels, from level to level, through the chain of worlds, Achen Eslapsha B'Dvarim Gashmi in the Yonei Elam Hazeh, until it was clothed in physical things, matters of this world, Shehein Zev Mitzvah HaTeira K'Kulon V'Hilcheseyem, which are the vast majority, almost all of the mitzvahs, have a physical object with which the mitzvah is performed, and also in the details of the mitzvah, they are all involved with physical things, with the physical world. And also in the combination of physical letters, material letters, as they are written, b'diyoy al ha-sefer, ink on parchment, on paper, Esrim ve'arbo svarim shebeteira neviyim uksuvim, the 24 svarim, the 24 volumes of Torah and prophets and their holy writings, Kadesha Tehekol Machshava Tvisa Behem, so that every thought, every mind should be able to grasp them. Here the Alter Rebbe is adding an important amendment. Usually, when we say that something was contracted and thereby came down to a lower level, what we mean by tzimtzum is that the inner part, the deeper part, the higher part of that which had to come down was filtered out. It could not come down, and the tzimtzum brought about a separation, a filtering of the intense, heavy, and higher part of the thing, which cannot reveal itself in the lower level, and allowed the less intense and the more external part of the subject to reveal itself to the lower level. So what arrives at the lower level is not what you started off with. For example, the teacher who has to prepare his lesson for his students, he can't teach the student everything he knows and everything he's thinking, so he has to filter out the deeper, more profound parts of the subject and give the student only that part of the subject that the student can understand. So in the process of tzimtzum, there's a loss. Something is lost. When the Alter Rebbe says that God's will and wisdom, chachmosei ratzenei, are contracted into Torah and given to us so that we can comprehend it, he doesn't mean tzimtzum in the sense of loss or filtering. He means that everything, the entire infinity of God's will and God's wisdom, that which was unknowable now becomes known. Not part of it. Not the easier part, the lower part, the external part. The whole thing. God's entire will and wisdom are expressed in Torah. And for this, he brings the example of water that flows from a higher place to a lower place. When the water flows from the top of the mountain to the bottom of the mountain, it doesn't undergo any filtering or any change at all. It is the same water and the same amount of water. It, all of it, intact, flows from the higher level and ends up in the lower level. And the same is true with Teza, that in Teza there is no tzimtzum that conceals or blocks godliness. That's the case of the tzimtzum in creation. When we talk about tzimtzum in creation, it means blocking out and hiding and concealing the more intense parts of godliness that would be too much for the world to receive. But in Torah, there is no concealment, there is no klipa, there is no hiding. The entire will and entire wisdom of God is present in Torah. V'achilu b'chinas dibur ha'maisa shalamatim u'madregis machshova o'estviso b'hen u'mislabeshes b'hen. The Rebbe writes that it was a minhag by the Tzemach Tzedek that on one of the nights of Hanukkah they would make a kind of a fabringin for the family. And the daughters-in-law would come to this fabringin as well, and it was called a latkes ovent, a latke evening. The same minhag was also practiced by the Alter Rebbe and by the Mittler Rebbe. Among the stories that the Rabbeim would relate at this meal, at this Fabrengen, were stories that were repeated each Hanukkah and were discussed, and then there were also stories that were different and new each from year to year. My father, the Rebbe Ashab, used to give Hanukkah gelt either on the night of the fourth candle or the night of the fifth candle.